Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
It was a difficult time. Dark days, uncertainty, confusion. Fear had struck their hearts. Their courage was gone. Their master had died. They scattered. But he didn't leave them as orphans. Told them to go and wait after he rose from the dead. He said, go and wait. Because they were going to be empowered. Their lives were changed. They went from being discouraged, lost, disillusioned, fearful, doubtful, to being empowered by the presence of God living in them and upon them. Peter and John were walking, and you know, they weren't rich men. There was a lame person that was crying out to him, and he wanted money. Give me some money. I need it to eat. I need it to do this. I need it to take care of things. Had that been asked to them after, when their master had died, more than likely it probably wouldn't have amounted to anything. But this was after they'd been touched by the Holy Spirit and filled by Him. Empowered by Him. And they simply said, we don't have any money. Silver and gold, we don't have any. But what we have. Yes. Everybody say that. But what we have. I'll give you. Stand to your feet. This is going to be strange to you, but I want you to stand to your feet. I want you to play our theme song and our fellowship song, and I want you to go and fellowship with people. And here's what I want you to tell them. I don't have a lot, but what I have, I'll give you. You know what it was? In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up. Stand up. And walk. So go fellowship just for a moment and tell each other that. Little rascals. Okay. Cantaloupe. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Brother. God bless you. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Give them Jesus, right? That's what he gave them. You may ask this question. You say, why would you build up so, for it to be just a little bit dramatic, and all of a sudden you just let us go fellowship with each other? There's a reason for that. I don't know what it is, but there's no. No. There's a reason for that. And here's the reason. Because right in the midst of the most difficult moments, God has joy for you.
Yes.
And he has fellowship for you. And he has words for you. Right in the midst of all the difficult moments. So look for them. Don't look for them, you won't see them. That true? Don't look for them, you won't see them. We don't have any money to give you, but what we have we'll give you in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up. Rise up and walk. You know, the Bible says that he stood up. He just didn't stand up and say thanks. Anybody? He went running and leaping and praising God. I mean, you know, that's a dramatic change on what they gave. He came out a lot better than $2. So, man, this is going good. Peter's already preached a message, and thousands have come to him, come to the Lord. Then he healed this one. Church folk got mad. Who got mad? Church folk got mad. Man, if we do not get a handle on these guys, So they scolded them. But something happened to Peter. Peter had the very boldness that what he was running from before, of being connected to Jesus, he ran from it before. Cursed to the point of proving that he was not a follower of Jesus. But he is empowered with courage. And he gets up and talks to him. And he says, you know, you want to know how this man, by what means this man is healed? He said, it's by Jesus Christ. And then he could have just left that alone, but he didn't. He also said, whom you crucified. Ooh, think about the boldness that he had. He said, it's Jesus that healed this guy. Jesus, whom you crucified. Boldness will lead you to the place that you will speak to the authorities with the truth. Even though they hold your life right here concerning taking you out or not by the government. But they feared an uprising because a lot of people were being impacted by it. And I said, we're going to have to shut this down. But let me read you a verse here. It says in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, it says, but now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, They perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men. They were unlearned people. But they saw the boldness, the courage that was inside these men. And it said when they took note of that, they saw these men, they don't have an education. They're untrained, such as these men who's talking. They're trained. They're educated. They're the elite. And they knew that about them, but they saw the boldness for them to be able to stand up and speak with a fortitude inside them that said, this is what's happened by Jesus, whom you crucified. The Bible says when they noticed that, they all marveled. They all were amazed. Why? Because they realized and they noticed that they had been with Jesus. Well, don't we need that kind of courage today? It comes from being with Jesus. Well, I'm going to go conquer the world. Not without being with Jesus, you won't. You may spread religion everywhere you go, but you won't spread him. He's looking for the courageous. He's looking for the people that will be bold enough in their faith to take a step and do. Here's a man that I don't have anything to give him. They said, we don't have anything to give you. No money. But we do know one thing, what we have is Jesus, and we'll give him to you. And they just declared it to be so, and the man rose up in belief and faith and started walking, leaping, and praising God. See, the opposition is real. They said, what are we going to do with these guys? They told them, they commanded them, you know, to go outside. And they're saying, what? And they went out and said, what are we going to do with these people? Because the man that they had healed was standing right there with them. Well, we can't look at him. Have you ever seen this? Somebody give a testimony that they've been healed? And then somebody say, no, you haven't. It's going to come back, sister. That's church folk normally doing that. Why? They've been taught wrong. Instead of encouraging faith and encouraging them to be courageous in what they believe and what God just spoke to them, they brought in a critical thing and a seed of doubt saying, nah, well, just give it time. You'll see. I thought I was one time too. You see all of this going on, but see, the faith is to stand in the word that he's given. But there are strong winds of opposition. Stand in the word that he's given. God's given you words. The Lord's given you words. The Lord's told you. The Lord's talked to you. Stand in the word that he's given you. Spend time with Jesus. Spend time alone. Spend time with your devotional life. That if you read, we have great devotional books back here, and normally they do all get gone, but they're wonderful. I'm not saying read that and quit. I'm saying read that, think, and meditate, spend time with him. Which one had you rather be known for? Your PhD or your being with Jesus? PhD's fine. Nothing wrong with an education. I'm not against education. But I'm not for education without Jesus. Education is great. Without Jesus, it's just education. How many of you know when you hang out with Jesus, he'll educate you? Yes, he will. He'll teach you a thing or two. that ain't in the books that you've been reading. I don't know what to do with this. When a witch shows up at the church and the church office, and you get a phone call, you're out eating, and you get a phone call, and you got to come back real quick because there's a witch at the office. I tell Rita, I said, well, take care of her. I'm eating. You better get over here now. And, you know, then you look and say, well, you know, I hadn't been trained for this. God, there's a witch over there. He said, yeah, go see what she wants. That she came to demonstrate her power. She came to be able to show me and anybody else that wanted to see how powerful she was. And she said, I'll set that pineapple, brass pineapple there. I'll set it on fire. What came out of me was not like a very militant thing. I just said, no, you won't. Yeah, you can't do that. No, I can too. No, you can't do that. Not here. Well, I'll show you. Where's this in the Bible? God help me. What do I need to say next? Where's this at? You know why I said, knock yourself out. But you won't be able to do it. She grunted, she groaned, she moaned, she and all that kind of stuff. That pineapple just shining. Made an impact on her, though. There's a greater power here. I said, I've already told you that. That's the reason I said you couldn't do it. You're going to face things. We're going to face things. We're going to face the opposition. We're going to face the things that we don't even know what's coming. I want you to be bold to show forth who I am. I want you to be bold to give Jesus away. I asked, I said, do you know Jesus? It was all this screaming and carrying on. Rita's not here today. I wish she was. They was over at the door doing this. Matter of fact, I wanted to be there too. What's going to happen next? The opposition is always great. God's always the enemy's always going to try to throw you a curveball that you didn't see coming. You didn't see that coming. But you got to know that you know that you know that you know that you know that you've been with Jesus. And you got something to give that person. Whether they want it or not, you got something to give them. So you begin to see that God's at work trying to give us the courage, encourage us to the point that we will stand in the face of any opposition, stand in the face of anything that's coming. And we don't know what's completely around the bend. But he says, I'm sending you. I asked God one time, it's been a while back, and I said, God, what's around the corner? He said, go around and see. Now, I might want to know first. He said, no, I'm sending you around that corner, son. But you're not going to go alone. I'm with you. Share me wherever you go and whatever you're facing. Share who I am. Before this thing spreads, we're going to shut them up. We're going to have to make them be quiet. So they called them back together, and they said this in verse 18, commanded them, don't speak and don't teach in the name of Jesus anymore. Peter and John asked them, well, you know, you're going to have to make this decision whether we should or shouldn't. You make that one, but as far as we go, we can't help but to say what we have seen and what we have heard. Everybody say, what I've seen and what I've heard. And it's all about Jesus. Say, what I've seen and what I've heard. He said, that's what we're going to keep talking about. Y'all make a decision what y'all going to do with this, but as far as we're concerned, this is what we're going to do. It's better to obey God than man when man tells you to do something against Scripture. So here's the question. Do you have the courage to be able to tell people what you've seen? Do you have the courage to tell people what you've heard? Because that's what those guys said. Listen, I'm going to tell you, we're going to tell. We can't help but say it. We can't help but say it. Put them in prison. Guess what they're going to talk about? What they've seen and what they've heard. What have you seen? How many of you here can truthfully say you have seen God do things, not just in your life, but in the lives of others? Stand to your feet. You have seen God do. I want everybody to look around. You can sit down. So you've got a lot to say. Yes or no? You got a lot to say. Because Peter and John said, we won't keep quiet. They had the courage to be able to say, look, you do whatever you're going to do with us. We're going to keep on talking. And we're going to keep on talking about what we've seen. Now, how many of you have heard things that God has done and you knew it to be the truth? You've heard things that God has done and you knew it to be the truth. Stand to your feet. Don't be raising no hands. Stand to your feet. This is an up and down service. You never know where it's going. Look around you. Look at the people that have heard something of God and they knew it to be the truth. You've got a lot to say. I tell you right now, just turn to somebody beside you, one person at a time. Just tell somebody, tell the person beside you what you heard about God and you knew it to be the truth. Go ahead and tell them. Tell them beside you. And while you're at it, go ahead and tell them something that you saw. You can be seated if you're through. John. Pastor John.
I know somebody that's been healed, and I know a bunch of people that are telling her that she's not. And I started teaching a little girl how to sew in Asheville, and her mother drugged me to the side about the second time and said, she'd been healed because an angel came and told her she had stage 4 cancer. Not a Christian. And an angel came as a guy that she met, and he looked at her and said, you're healed of cancer. And so I keep going back and teaching how to sew. And so she finally just sat down and cried and said, and she takes me out to eat. And she sat down and cried and said, I can't talk to anyone about this healing but you, because all the people here make fun of me. And she said, I believe in Jesus. I believe in God and all that. And I said, well, are you a Christian? And she didn't know. And so I told her how to do that. She said, well, I do all that. I said, well, you are. And so I see her about every week and encourage her, because she has nobody else encouraging her that she's been healed. And she has miraculously been healed. And I just praise God.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. Am too? That's just in the answer to that. It says, no, you're not. Am too.
Go on. Round two.
Round two. Go ahead. Am two. Am two. They scolded them and said, look, don't be talking in the name of we. They threatened them. As a matter of fact, they threatened them. They threatened them. They threatened them. Remember what the threat was? You do this one more time. It's into the slammer. You do this one more time. We'll flog you. I don't know what the threat was, but he said they threatened them. But they released them. They didn't want to upset all the people. Because all the people were marveling over this man because they knew this man because he's 40 years old and he'd been lame all his life. Well, when they got threatened and they got released, they went and told the rest of them, and they were all in one accord. The Bible says that they were all in one accord in verse 24. They were all in one accord, and they raised their voice to God. Well, you just got threatened. Well, okay. Do you know there's threats that's in our world today, in our civilization today, and it comes in our government today as well? But you listen, Christianity, we don't want spreading any further. They won't say that, but that's their intention. They want to shut you and I up. They want to intimidate us. They want to cause us to be fearful. They want to get us to the place that we're too intimidated and too fearful to be able to do anything that God wants us to do. And that's the subject. That's the thing that the enemy wants to do and put inside God's people. They got together and with a loud voice, and everybody say, one accord. You know what that means? They didn't have any divisions among them. We'll let that sit with us a little while. One accord. But they were still threatened, and they said, Lord, you're a God. You made the heavens, and you made the earth, and you made the sea, and everything that's in it. And he goes on and he says, verse 27, for truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pilate and the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Now, Lord, now here it comes. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. You just got through being threatened that if you continue to do that, bad things are going to happen to you. Oh, for a church that had the backbone, for a group of people that had the backbone and had the stamina to be able to say, well, wait just a second. I know what they're telling me not to do, but I also know what God's telling me to do. Now, y'all decide whatever you're going to do to us for doing what God's doing, because we're going to keep on doing what God says for us to do. You keep doing it, we'll lock you up. The impossible, you say? Nah, it's possible. Well, we don't want to get locked up, so I guess we better hush. No, they went and said, we praised God together, and then we go, okay, Lord, you hear their threats. Now, what we're asking you for is to grant us the very boldness that we need to be able to stand up and speak your word.
Yes.
That's courage. Yes. Everybody say courage.
Courage.
You don't need courage until you face the opposition that's trying to intimidate you and put you out, take you out. You don't need courage on a mountaintop. Courage. But you don't know what I'm going through. Probably don't. But he said, speak his word. Bring Jesus out in the open. We have so many closet Christians that all I want to do is dress up and look nice on Sunday and leave me alone the rest of the week. not a threat to anybody. God is saying, I want you to do something. I've called you. I've anointed you. I've positioned you. I want you to do something. But you're going to have to move from where you are to be able to do what I want you to do. You're going to face opposition. You're going to face the very thing that's pushing back, pushing back, pushing back. But I want you to go forward. I want you to continue to move forward in what I've given you to do. No matter what the pushback is. Courage. Everybody say courage. I'm telling you, you listen to my words. You are going to need it. We are going to need courage. Because the opposition that is coming is going to be bigger than we've ever known it to be before. And we're going to need that courage. Best thing to do is go ahead and get it resolved today. Now. But see, that's not all. They pray and said, grant to us the courage. I want you to take note of their threats. He already has. But they said, take note of their threats. And grant your servants with all the boldness that they need, they may, to speak your word. Watch this. By stretching out your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through your name, through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Now, what is he saying? They just got in trouble for healing a man. And threatened if they do anything like that and continue to speak, they're in big trouble. Just got through and said, well, God, take note of their threats. Grant us the boldness that we need to be able to speak your word and stretching out your hand to be able to heal and do signs and wonders in their very midst in the name of Jesus. You know what they decided? To follow Jesus. You know what else they decided? To speak the truth, his word. You know what else they decided? They're going to go heal people. You know what else they decided? Any sign and wonder that wanted to follow them was just fine with them. Just fine with them. It's going to get you in trouble. It's just fine with them. Everybody say the word courage.
Courage.
But see, that's not all. And when they had prayed, the place where they assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God, and they spoke the word of God, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Are you a Christian? What do you think? You remember Columbine? They asked that little girl, are you Christian? Yes, I am. Amen. Boom! Bold. It happened. I'm not here to make you fearful. I'm here to encourage you. I am here to tell you, do not fear and do not be dismayed at the things that you'll face when you go and take the ground that God has given you. If you think the enemy is just going to say, and he's just going to give up? Mm-mm. No, as a matter of fact, he's going to pour it on. The Bible says that when he recognizes that his days are short, he increases his wrath. Everybody say the word courage. See, it worked for Peter and John. It worked for Paul. It worked for all of them. It worked for David. It worked. You start looking through the scriptures about the people that needed the courage, to call upon the courage that is inside them to be able to go do what God wants them to do, knowing that they're going to face something that may not turn out right. But I'm going to say this. You know, the girl that I forget her name. Does anybody remember her name? Columbine.
Rachel.
Do you know I ran across her aunt in Morningstar in Charlotte? And she has a ministry of going to the schools at their mealtime, at their lunchtime, going into the schools and just telling the story. And they have impacted schools all over this nation because of Rachel's dedication to be able to stand up. Because, you know, the whole thing, he wanted to prove that he's greater than Christianity. That's what that guy wanted to prove. He never did it. The Bible says, don't fear the person that's going to take your life. That's Jesus. They may kill your body. That's not who you're supposed to fear. Right? But anyway, they came and I got in contact with her and I wanted her to come to this county. Y'all remember? Some of y'all remember that. It was going to cost for them to be here for 2 weeks. It was going to cost right at about $8,000. And they said, it'll be about $8,000. I said, we'll raise it. I'm not a problem. Money's not a problem. And I start talking. They said, so I tell the school board. I tell the principal? The commissioner, the superintendent. There you go, superintendent. Yeah, be great. And I said, we'll take care of all the cost. It won't cost you a dime. Yeah, it sounds great. Until they had a meeting, and then one person said, separation of church and state. They called me back and said, I'm not going to be able to do it. We had somebody to stand up against it. And I said, did you say you had somebody? Yes. I said, was it one person or a whole group of people? It was one person. And I said, so you're making a decision now not to do it based on one person. Well, we don't want all the responsibility. And I said, you've got the responsibility in front of you. That's right. This is the responsibility. And it was at that point in time, I can't say today, it's at that point in time that they had been in, North Carolina was one of the states that they had not been in. Now, I don't know if they're there today. But see, what the superintendent needed is courage. Now, we can't go and just go to the schools and do what we want to do. We can't do that. They're protected. We just can't do that. Just courage. You know, one of the things that you need to know, you're going to need the courage to be able to stand alone. Yes, you got other people with you, but there's going to come times when you need to take the stand. William Logan did. He faced the fire, stood alone, paid a price for it. But what God did when he spread the news about what happened to a godly man. I mean, it was an outrage. Why? Because people saw the injustice. Well, we never did turn the slides on, did we? Let me read a few more verses and we'll. Over in Philippians 1, it says this, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner that is worthy of the gospel of Jesus. Live your lives in a way that is worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whenever I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know, watch this, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit. Contending with one man for the faith of the gospel. Then he describes how, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. Joined together in one faith, joined together in one spirit, doing what God wants you to do without being frightened, without being afraid of whatever comes to oppose you. He's speaking to the church. Become one people. Become one in faith, one in spirit, and don't have the contention amongst you. Don't have the division among you. Stand together. Pray for each other. Love one another. Stand together. Yes, we're all different. Yes, we're all at different places in our walk with God. Yes, we know all that, he said, but stand in one faith and make sure that you, as one, that you continue to contend for the faith of the gospel without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them, the ones that oppose you, this is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but you will be delivered. And that by God. Listen to this. This is out of the passion. More importantly, keep it in your lives in the reality of the gospel, which reveals him to others. Then when I come to see you or hear good reports of you, I'll know that you stand united in one spirit and in one passion, celebrating together as conquerors in the faith, as conquerors in the faith of the gospel. Never be shaken or intimidated by the opposition that rises up against you, for your courage will only prove their downfall. Your courage will only prove their downfall, and that you have found a new way of living. For God has chosen you not merely to believe in Christ, but he has also given you the privilege to be able to suffer with him, suffering for righteousness' sake. Everybody say courage. Stand to your feet. You know this this song. Because he lives. Can y'all find that? That's just the one verse that I want to do. But can y'all? I know we know the chorus, but I want to sing. I want to sing the first verse because you normally don't hear that song until it's around Easter time. We need to pray, church. We need to pray that God gives us the boldness to be able to stand and say what he wants us to say, no matter if the opposition is great. And we need to be able to release what we have inside us to other people. Most of them don't need money. They need Jesus. And most of us are too intimidated, too shy, to be able to show forth the very glory of the God inside us. Did you find it? because he lives. Got it? Oh, you're doing it that way. I was wanting it
God
this way.
Sent his son. That's fine. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died.
Okay, let's stop.
To buy my part.
Let's stop. I don't mind doing that, do y'all? I wanted the words, brother. I wasn't clear in my communication. Well, boy, this is fine with me. I'd rather go ahead and do it right. Do what we're supposed to do. But it was my communication. It wasn't their fault. I didn't say just the words. I wanted you and I to sing it together. Y'all okay with that? Okay. Boy, this was a mess up. It wasn't for me. Are we there yet? Nope. He's still going to sing. Let's sing with him. They called him Jesus.
He came to love.
Listen. Heal and forgive. He lived and died. Think about it.
To buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives.
Watch this. Sing it out loud.
Because he lives.
Listen.
I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives,
all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future.
Watch this.
And life is worth the living just because he lives.
That's good. That's good. Listen, life is worth the living. Live the life that he put in you. You know, I read a quote this past week. It said, courage is becoming the person that you were meant to be. That takes courage. Becoming the person that you were meant to be, that you really, really, really are. You know the person you really are? It's what he says about you. That's the person you really are. Everybody look at somebody and say, courage.
Courage.
I say, I'm going to take courage today. Amen. Does anybody have the courage to say, if you don't know Jesus, you have the courage to say, listen, I don't really know Jesus, and I want to know him. Is there anybody here today that says, I want to know him? I want to come and give my heart to Jesus today. Anybody? Anybody? Anybody in our midst? All right. All right. This is your verse that you're going to go home on. You ready? Proverbs 28:1 says this. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing them. But the righteous are bold as a lion. The wicked flee when there's nobody chasing them. But the righteous are bold as a lion. So here's the question. Are you righteous? God made you righteous when you surrendered your life to him. God made you righteous. So you need to be bold as a lion. Meditate on that passage today. We'll talk some more next week, maybe. Let's pray. Don't forget about the food next week, okay? Father, thank you so much for your mercy, your grace, your power, your love, your long-suffering. Thank you for teaching, showing up. Thank you, God, for leading us into the paths of righteousness. Thank you for making us righteous by the Son, by the blood of your Son and the death of your Son and the resurrection of your Son. We are made righteous in Christ Jesus. And now you tell us, Lord, that we should be bold as a lion. So give us the boldness we need to continue to do your work, say your word, and Lord, heal through us. And as well, let signs and wonders follow us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org. Or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.